Bob Boylan, Happy New Year.
I forgot my noisemaker.
that's okay. It's All Songs Considered. It's our brand new show, all new music, our first show of 2014.
Our 15th year?
It's our 15th year of doing this show. Well, it's my 14th year. I started, you were doing it for about a year or so, floundering around.
The best shows ever, ladies and gentlemen. The first year has been downhill ever since.
I've been driving the show into the ground.
I need to talk to you about that.
Yeah.
I thought I'd lose you on our drive to Kansas. I thought maybe you'd like, we would lose each other.
Right. Our drive to Kansas was, anyone who listens to our annual holiday music show, you know, a couple of weeks ago, Bob and I set out in my old VW Bug to discover the true meaning of Christmas and got stranded in a motel where we fell asleep and you took us on a journey in
your dream. Yes, you were in my dreams. And in my dreams, too, was Annie Clark.
Annie Clark, St. Vincent. First stop in your dream was a party we went to, and Annie Clark was there. We didn't talk about it in the dream, but she's got a new record coming out, a self-titled record coming out late next month. I really love how she continues to push herself in all these strange, interesting directions. You know, back in 2012, she did that collaboration with David Byrne, Love This Giant, and they had some really bold horn arrangements on that record. And I think you can hear the influence, perhaps, of her work on that record. On this cut from St. Vincent's new self-titled record, the song is called Digital Witness.
Goodbye to your seats. Goodbye, gnashing teeth. Ooh, I want all your mind. People turn the TV on, it looks just like a window. Yeah. People turn the TV on, it looks just like a window.
That's St. Vincent, Digital Witness from her self-titled record. We spoke with her a few weeks ago about the album, and that full interview we'll put up Wednesday, but...
Yeah, we talk about the new record, and one of the things about the record is the guitar sounds so different, so processed, so there's so much happening. And we talked to her about the sort of the legacy of the electric guitar.
I love playing guitar, and I've been playing it for more of my life than not, but I'm not as interested in kind of recreating the old lexicon of rock guitar. I mean, I think it's great and it's an amazing history, but I'm interested in what else a guitar can sound like. And I think that's kind of the general vibe on this record a lot. It's organic sounds. I mean, it's all people playing in a room, you know, for the most part, especially from the rhythm section. But the sounds get processed to the point where they sound inorganic. So you get kind of a best of both worlds. You get the feel of a human, but the sound of a machine.
So that's Annie Clark talking about the new album, the fourth album, self-titled record.
From St. Vincent. That we'll have the full interview up on Wednesday. You can hear her talk more about it and hear more excerpts.
I think it's her best album. It comes out
February 25th.
I'm going to play a record by a project called I Break Horses. It's from a woman. Her name is Maria Linden from Stockholm. She works with another artist. I think it's Friedrich Balk, B-A-L-C-K. And he does a lot of the lyrical ideas on the record. It is another one of these great synth-driven records. We talk about 80s synth and so forth. Well, this is all of that, but without that kind of 80s glossy sound. So it's kind of really gritty, dirty synth sounds. I really like it a lot. I could play a song called Faith or Denial.
Oh, Denial.
Denial. Yeah. Here it comes then. This is from an album called Chiaroscuro.
That is super 80s, dude. That is really 80s.
Put you right there?
Well, yeah. It's sort of, you know, I hear what you're saying about it doesn't have that sheen. And there's a little more meat on the bones in the production, a little fatter sound with this than a lot of the 80s stuff. Vocals reminded me a lot of Kate Bush from that same period. If it was just drenched in reverb.
Yeah. A little like the Knife, though, if you look at modern times.
Yeah, definitely some Knife in there, particularly in the synth work, for sure.
But not as experimental, although that gritty line synth I like and the choppiness.
Yeah, chopped up beats were very nice.
The group is called I Break Horses, and that song's called Denial. Chiaroscuro is a record. It comes out January 21st. It's our second record.
So I want to play something from Damian Jurado. He's just one of the most incredibly gifted songwriters. And a singer. He's from Seattle. He's put out about a dozen full-length records since the late 1990s, and no two records have sounded quite alike. His last record that came out in 2012 was called Maricopa, and he's got a new record coming out that is considered a sequel to it. You could call them concept records, although I've spent some time with them trying to unpack everything that's going on and digging through it and still trying to make sense of it all. But in a nutshell, in Maricopa, he creates this imagined world where everyone is named Silver, and all the characters wore silver robes, for that matter. And in the sequel, the album's called Brothers and Sisters of the Eternal Sun. He takes a deeper dive to some of the characters, and the character that we're going to look at is called Silver Timothy. That's the name of this cut from Damian Jurado, Silver Timothy from Brothers and Sisters of the Eternal Sun.
Met on the road by face on what's new. Shapeless was his frame and his colors were few. We went out for a time by the sentences in.
Yes.
Oh, my goodness.
That's a Richard Swift production.
It is a Richard Swift production, and he's produced. Richard Swift has produced a number of Damien Jurado's records, including Maricopa,
the Saint Bartlett,
and Saint Bartlett. Yeah, they did a covers record together a few years ago. I think that was in 2010.
Did the Foxygen record this past year? Richard Swift did,
and everything that guy touches gold. I think I just love Richard Swift. And, of course, he's been playing with the Shins as well.
That's right. That's where
we
saw him.
Yeah, very sought-after session musician. Anyway, the record from Damien Jurado is called Brothers and Sisters of the Eternal Sun. It is not out until January 21st, but you can hear the whole thing in our First Listen series now online.
How do we do it?
You know, I just have to say, please spend some time with this guy's music. He's just in the...
You're talking to me?
Yeah. Okay. Everybody, spend some time with Damien Jurado's music if you haven't already, because it is just incredibly rewarding.
How
listen.
Do I hear it?
Well, you can hear it in our First Listen series. But there's so much more. Take a deep dive in his music. You'll love it. Damien Jurado.
I'm going to play a new record by Lost in the Trees, a band that...
Love Lost in the Trees.
Yes. They've thinned down. They've lost their strings. Ari Pickard
Their guitars have no strings, nothing. There are no strings anywhere.
It's minimal record.
I don't know. Yeah,
I heard it was going to be more minimalist, so they decided to just take the strings off their guitars.
Man, that is so avant-garde.
I know. They look at the strings. Or they're sitting
the sound.
Lonely on the floor. So... No more violin, no more cello. It's much more pared down. But that pairing,
it's hard to imagine actually. Without all of
but,
that.
But Ari Pickard's voice is unique, and I think very expressive. The songs don't have that weighty sadness of his past. He's not telling the story of his
troubled, dysfunctional family.
Yeah. So I'm going to play a song. In fact, I'll do the title track. Do the title track off the new record by Lost in the Trees. It's called Past Life, and it comes out February 18th. See what you think.
Turned out all right.
not at all what I was expecting from that, from this band. This is a band that their music has been very ornate, but in, you know, with all the very lush, rich string arrangements, just sometimes soaring songs, like you said, very heartbreaking themes.
Rather
and melody.
Composed.
Yeah, very composed. He's a classically trained musician, Ari Picker is, and this is a total surprise.
I've loved the strings in the past. It's always nice to see people take new chances and new direction, and I like the way the music propels. I like the guitar. I like hearing his voice in these songs.
Yeah, good momentum to it for sure. And I continue to be astounded at the influence of synth pop on just about every piece of music that I listen to, it seems like.
It's called Past Life by Lost in the Trees.
And that will be another one that we're doing a first listen on.
Great.
A week before that comes out.
It comes out middle February, so first week of February. So,
well, I want to get us back to basic rock and roll from the boss, Bruce Springsteen.
Seriously?
Yeah, Bruce Springsteen. You know, you remember him. He's kind of a big deal.
I've seen him.
Yeah. I hear he puts on a pretty good live show.
Yeah.
He's back with a new record, and it's not all new songs. It's actually a record that's full of covers and outtakes, and
he's cleaning up his basement.
Yeah, reimagined versions of songs from
Imagine
past albums.
Cleaning up Bruce Springsteen's basement. You're yeah. Bruce. You clean up your basement, and you start putting a record together.
Oh, here's a whole bunch of songs I've never put out. He began working on some of the best of his unreleased stuff from the past 10 years, and this record that he has coming out this month is called High Hopes, and it's a collection of these reimagined versions of songs from past albums and tours. It's the first time he's ever done anything like this before.
This isn't the Frank Sinatra High Hopes, is it?
No. High Hopes was a song that he recorded in the mid-90s and put out on an EP in like 95, 96. And
I was in my mother's for 3 days. There was nothing but like 30s, 40s, and 50s old standards for, I mean, even when she fell asleep, the music played. She plays more music than I do. She out-musicked me.
So why didn't you get up in the middle of the night and go turn it off?
I didn't have the heart.
Well, let me cleanse your palate then from
I heard the shadow of your smile seven times.
Let me clean your hard drive for you. I'll scrub it with this. I want to play The Ghost of Tom Joad.
I don't think you can do that on the radio.
this is The Ghost of Tom Joad from High Hopes. The Ghost of Tom Joad was a record that he put out in 1995, and I loved that record. I moved overseas right around that time and spent the next several years living abroad, and that record was a constant companion for me when I lived abroad. And The Ghost of Tom Joad, the title track, back then they went on to perform, he and his band went on to perform it live, often featuring Tom Morello of Rage Against the Machine on guitar and trading vocals with Bruce Springsteen. So he says that he always thought that version represented some of his best writing. And like some of the other songs on this record, High Hopes, he thought they deserved a proper release. So they went back into the studio. They recorded this version, Ghost of Tom Joad.
So he did more than clean up his basement.
He did a little more than clean up his basement, right? These aren't the scraps that he found lying around in dusty boxes. Anyway, Bruce Springsteen, Ghost of Tom Joad from High Hopes.
Pineapple sky. In
Bruce Springsteen fans are going to eviscerate you.
That's not good, is it?
No, you don't want that.
Yeah.
Walking along the railroad tracks, gone someplace with no going back. Highway patrol choppers coming up over the ridge. Hot soup on a campfire under the bridge. Silver line stretching around the corner. Welcome to New World Order. And we're sleeping in the cars in the southwest. No home, no job, no peace, no rest. Well, the highway's alive tonight, but nobody's kidding nobody about where it goes. I'm sitting down here in the campfire line,
searching for the ghost of Tommy Joe. He pulls a prayer book out of his sleeping bag. Preacher lights up a butt and takes a drag, waiting for when the last shall be first and the first shall be last. In a cardboard box neath the underpass, you got a one-way ticket to the promised land. You got a hole in your belly and a gun in your hand, sleeping on a pillow of solid rock, bathing in the city's aqueduct. The blood and hatred in the air. Look for me, Mom, I'll be there. Well, if somebody's fighting for a place to stand, or a decent job or a helping hand, whoever somebody's struggling to be free, look in their eyes, Ma, you'll see me. Nobody's getting nobody.
Midnight Cleveland!
What would Steinbeck think?
Yeah, exactly. Tom Joe. Ghost of Tom Joe, that is obviously a song or an arrangement that they did that sort of allowed the guitarist Tom Morello to stretch out a little bit there. The original version of that song that came out in the mid-90s was about half as long and nowhere near as bold and brawny as that one, particularly with Morello's.
And he's
guitar.
Gone on, and Tom Morello and Rage Against the Machine have done this song, right? I
mean, yeah, yes, they have, in fact. Yeah,
and of course, for those who don't know, in the Steinbeck, I don't want to be obscure here, for some... But The Grapes of Wrath, one of the greatest books ever, and Steinbeck wrote it, and it's a story of he and his family going across the country during the Great Depression. He's like such a symbol, Tom Joad is, of, not Tom Morello, Tom Joad is such a symbol of social justice and injustice.
The everyman, sort of.
Yeah, Woody Guthrie's written about him, and certainly.
Which is what Bruce Springsteen was going for in the original version of Ghost of Tom Joad, and that whole record that came out in the mid-90s. His original version of it, you know, begins with Springsteen's harmonica and acoustic guitar, much more restrained than this one. But it's this version that appears on the record High Hopes gives you an idea of how drastically he's reimagining some of these songs, Bruce Springsteen is. Anyway, High Hopes out January 14th, and I think fans are going to love hearing what he does with these songs.
Very cool. So I have a gift for you. As we said, this is the beginning of a new year for us, and it's our 15th. It's our 14th together, and I thought I'd play you a song that you actually might like for change. So what the heck?
Not possible.
Maybe so, because I know your weakness.
Okay, hey, real quick, then quiz. Yeah. There are three things that I have a weakness for in music, and one of them was in the song we just heard. Do you know? Did you catch what it was? Because it went by in a second.
Wow.
He went, yeah.
Oh, right.
At one point.
There you go.
If someone goes woo or particularly before a guitar solo or something. I'm in.
Yeah, I think somebody should write the Robin Hilton song. The other one is Hand Claps.
Yep.
Which is what my next song has.
Oh, well, I'm in.
What's the third? The third one
group,
is
group sing-alongs. Group sing-alongs. You know, like that song we had by Ages and Ages a few shows back.
Well, I'm going to play something by an artist neither of us know. He goes by the name of Besides Daniel, and the record is called The Marvelous Grief. It's a side project of a fellow named Daniel Brewer, and I know little about it other than this song just went, wow.
Sometimes this is
Robin Hilton, and I liked it too. So
and you said, wow, Robin Hilton, wow.
15 more years? What do you say?
I know I'll be around. I don't know about
you. I'll still play this for you.
Thanks, Bob.
Yeah, I still like you, kind of.
Me too.
Yeah. From NPR Music.
It's All Songs Considered.
You shouldn't know from. It's All Songs Considered.
Who's this again?
Besides Daniel.